is our returning champion, Tim Holleran from Black Rock, Connecticut. Stand by to see Tim play for all the prizes, valued at $66,561. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Alfa Romeo, valued at $20,340 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Welcome to Sale of the Century, and you picked a good day to join us. A very exciting day. Let's introduce the champion, and then we'll lay it all out for you and for him, Tim Holleran. Hello there, Tim.
Hi, Jim.
Well, Tim, in the last show, you know, you passed on a luxury automobile. You've now got $637 in your bank account. You are $3 away, and of course, you've got to win. $3 away from all of our prizes worth over $66,000, as Jay said. Interestingly, too, you are $113 away from all of those prizes plus an $89,000 cash jackpot. In total, just to make you feel very comfortable, a big win today and you would be $155,561.
Oh, my.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck. That's all I can say to a nice gentleman and a fine champion. And I know a couple of good people are going to come out and try to stop him. Here to introduce them, Summer Bartholomew.
Hello there, Summer.
Very exciting day for Tim.
Yes.
Who did you bring us?
She has a novel occupation from San Diego, California. Give a big hand to Susan Loring.
Hello there, Susan.
And he is a stylish kind of guy from Wichita, Kansas. Let's give an enthusiastic welcome to Tom Fry.
Hi there, Tom. Feel a little later with some bargain, Summer? Tom, I like that, the way you bound it out there. A stylish kind of guy. That's
yes.
Great.
Well, it's stylish because I've got a collection of about 150 pigs at home.
Pigs?
Have a, yes, a live pig, and they're all home rooting for me.
Right. That kind of sty, huh? Okay. And they are rooting for you.
Yes.
You're ready to go then, Tom. Yes. Susan, a novel occupation?
Well, I'm a writer, Jim, and currently I'm working on a book about people who take chances. So I've been interviewing people ranging from mountain climbers to lion tamers and folks of that sort.
Sounds fascinating. Well, I think you can include Tim in there at this point. He's taken a lot of chances up until now. Good luck with your book. Good luck here. $20 starts all three players off. Play with the most money at the end of the show as a champion gets to do some great shopping. Tim going for a lot of shopping. We start with this. In what U.S. state can you watch racing trials at the Bonneville Salt Flats? Tim?
Utah.
Utah is right. $5 for the correct answer. Tim goes to 25. In astrology, under what sign were you born if you're a moon child? Tim?
Leo.
No. Cancer. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer, going back down to 20. What is the longer word for a society girl, which we often abbreviate with... Susan?
Debutante.
We say deb. Debutante is the word we're looking for. Susan gets 5 on the plus 5, goes into the lead by 5. To what country must you journey to buy factory fresh Bavarian chocolate? Tim?
Germany.
Yeah, that's West Germany. Germany is acceptable, and we've got a tie with Susan and Tim. Name the car corporation that received a $1.25 billion loan guarantee. Susan?
Chrysler.
From the government, Chrysler it is. Susan beats Tom at the buzzer and goes into the lead by 5. Good time to be in the lead because it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Susan, with a $5 lead over Tim, you could... Oh, look at this.
Susan, from a galaxy far, far away, can this sensational remote control robot... It even responds to 12 different voice commands, delivers messages, and carries objects for you from the price of his toys. It's normally priced at $400, but today on Sale of the Century, just for only $5.
I love it. R2-D2, you goofed. But it's a great thing. It's a $400 item. Cost you $5. The value of one question,
just
Susan, may
one
not
question.
Get...
One question.
What?
Just one question.
One question. That's
right.
All it would cost you. $400 item for $5. Going once.
You fell for it.
Going twice. No sale. If you hadn't fallen, she would have bought you. Back to business. The Beat Boys and the Quarrymen were both early names, Tim.
The Beatles.
Yeah, they were the Beat Boys. The Quarrymen became the Beatles. And Tim gets five. Ty Susan for first place. Philip Roth's huge bestseller of 1969 was a shocking story of adolescence titled...
Portnoy's Complaint.
You got it. I didn't even have to help you with the Portnoy's. You're right. Portnoy's Complaint it is. Champion in the lead. What city, sometimes called the Gate City of the South, Tom?
New Orleans.
Oh, no. Is the capital of Georgia. Atlanta. Quick buzzer cost you there, Tom. Sorry about that. You lose five, going down to 15. You can make it up right now, though. It's time for the Fame Game, playing for a pick of the Fame Game board. A lot of information about a famous thing. I am a television show that premiered in 1977 and became a hit. Several stories are woven into each episode, all of them featuring guest stars. My regular cast has included Lauren Tweed, Tom?
The Love Boat.
Love Boat it is, yes.
Yay!
Tom, you've earned yourself a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there. You'll get what's behind the number you pick.
Well, I'm a fifth son, so let's go with five.
And behind number five, we have a metal detector. A White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by White's Electronics.
$369 metal detector. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. It'll come in handy. You can look for New Orleans in Georgia with it. We'll be right back. Champion has enough money for all of the prizes, honing in on everything we've got worth over $155,000, but a slender one-question lead over Susan right now. We use the Japanese word meaning fireball for a portable charcoal brazier. Tim?
Hibachi.
Hibachi is exactly what it is, and the champion has a $10 lead for the first time today. What is the three-word title of the song which begins, Should Old Acquaintance Be, Tim?
Old Lang Syne.
That's right. Should Old Acquaintance Be Forgotten, you are right. You go to 45. What title is the woman who married Philip Mountbatten better known? Susan.
Queen Elizabeth.
That's right. Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth II. And Susan Gray's at 35. What does a man known as a misogynist dislike? Tim?
He hates women.
That's right. Doesn't like women. And Tim goes to 50. Well, Tim, first time today, the champion has a chance to buy. Tim, with a $15 lead, can we interest you in this?
About time.
Tim, you may just wind up with this instant bargain. A beautiful jeweled mantel clock. An attractive contemporary design marks this 8-day winding clock with the lovely look of beveled glass from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. And it's normally priced at $750. But today on sale of the century, cheers for only $10.
Oh, nice clock. $750. You're obviously interested in the clock, I'm sure, Tim.
Very much so.
Right, and I'm going to make things easy for you, too, Tim. You would still have the lead.
Uh-huh.
Cost you $10.
Uh-huh.
You'd have a $5 lead.
Uh-huh.
And you would have, you're closing in on everything we've got, $1,000 in cash.
Oh, my.
Oh.
The clock and $1,000 for $10.
Do you have a clock with numbers on it?
Going once. Going twice.
What, Tim?
And no sale. Hank going for everything. Doesn't
the numbers on it.
Buy. The numbers on it would have done it, right? Fact the business. Two types of what fish are named Thresher and Hammerhead? Tom.
Shark.
That's just sharks. And Tom goes back to 20. Yeah. Name the charismatic founder and leader of the United Farm Workers Union, Tim.
Cesar Chavez.
Cesar Chavez is right, and Tim goes to 55. In what state would you be if you were driving from Mount Rainier to the city of... Tim?
Oregon.
Ooh. Spokane. Spokane, Washington. Champion takes a backward step going down to 50. Still a $15 lead. What word means a tenth part of a harvest or income, Susan?
Tithe.
Set aside as a religious offering. Tithe is exactly what it is. And Susan keeps the pressure on Tim. $10 separate them. The Declaration of Independence guarantees our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit, Tim?
The pursuit of happiness.
Pursuit of happiness it is, and Tim stretches that lead out now again to $15. Yeah. Talking about the pursuit of happiness, when an unhappy citizen complained to Benjamin Franklin, where's all this happiness I'm guaranteed? Franklin answered, you're only guaranteed the pursuit of happiness. You have to catch it yourself. That makes sense. We'll be right back. Captain Tim Holloman with all the pressure has the lead. He's at 55, Susan at 40, Tom at 20. Back to the Fame Game. We've added a $15 money card somewhere up there. We're looking for a famous thing. I am a beverage that began as a food, became a wine, then was a medicine. According to legend, I was discovered in Ethiopia when goat herds noticed their flocks staying awake at night after feeding on my leaves and berries. Susan.
Coke. Cola.
No, incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board. Stay at 40. We'll clear the board. Continue for Tom and for Tim. Brazil produces more than 25%. Tim.
Coffee.
Coffee is what it is. Yeah. Yes, Ethiopia. Interesting. For coffee. Tim, most importantly, you've got control of that board, keeping your opponents away. Now, what number would you like?
I've stuck with it all these shows, and I'm still going to stay with it. Number four.
And behind number four, we have kitchen appliances. Hamilton Beach Appliances, featuring cordless Freedom Knife with rechargeable batteries, moves anywhere. Also, continuous six-speed food processor, furnished by Hamilton Beach Scoville.
Continuous six-speed.
Right. Just what he wanted, I'm sure. Right. Tim, back to visit. Didn't find those money cards. They stay up there. We'll add 25 a little later. Susan, of course, you're back in. What lawn game is played with balls, mallets?
Croquet.
And wickets? Croquet it is. Tom goes at 25. To what vocation do we refer when we say that a woman has taken the veil? Tim?
She's married.
No. No. Yes, she becomes a nun with your education, Tim.
Right.
You lose five. She becomes a nun, you lose, get down to 50, $10 lead. In which of his many TV series did David Janssen play the elusive...
Tim? Fugitive.
Richard Kimball, the fugitive, is right, and he gets at five right back. Well, instant bargain time again, Tim. $15 lead and a beautiful item for you to consider.
Tim, you'll whistle while you work, seated behind this beautiful Ethan Allen desk. A drop front secretary desk and a matching top with beveled glass doors. Compartmentalized interior, furnished by Tradition House. And it's normally priced at $1,559. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Over $1,500. Beautiful item. Cost $15. Yes, Tim?
How's he getting any work done?
You have a 50. You're not paying attention to me. You're looking at him and the girl. $15 lead. I'm going to let you stay in the lead. If you wanted to buy it, I won't sell it for 15. I'll sell it for 14. You'd have a $1 lead. But if I'm going to talk about 15, how about if I talk about $1,500?
Oh, my.
You'd have a $1 lead, $1,500 in cash. Going once. Going twice. No fail. Get thee behind me, Perry. I know that's what he was thinking. We'll be right back. Nobody in the audience expected Tim Holloman to buy that armoire. He's got 55, Susan at 40, Tom at 25. Back in this most important match with us. Which of the 12 apostles betrayed Jesus? Tim?
Judas.
You made up with the veil now. You're right. Judas it is. You go up to 60. What Middle Eastern nation is the world's largest exporter of petroleum? Susan.
Iran.
Nope. Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. And Susan takes a backward step. And Tim was happy about that one. Life Among the Lowly was the alternate title of what 1852 book by Harriet Beecher Stowe? Tim.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Uncle Tom's Cabin is right in Susan. And Tim goes to 65. Well, up on the board now, a big $25 money card. Tom and Susan, it might be the difference if you're going to catch him. Famous people. We lived in the 1400s and ruled a mighty empire. We had one of the most advanced civilizations in the Americas and built cities as large as any in Europe at that time. We erected towering temples, created huge sculptures, and held... I'm taking a chance.
The Incas.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, you stay at 25, clear the board, continue for Susan and Tim. Susan doesn't need any more.
The Aztecs.
The Aztecs, yes, as she beats Tim with a buzzer. Well, Susan, you are trailing Tim right now by $30, a very big pick of the board.
Well, my nephew was just a year old, so I'll pick two for his next birthday.
And behind number two, we have $10.
Where are the other two big money cards?
Three and the seven.
Well, we have that $10 money card to Susan's score, and she goes to within four questions of Tim. And now we finish up a most important match with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Tim, should he win, would be have all of the prizes worth over $66,000. If he wins with $113 or more, he's $155,000 richer, including an $89,000 cash jackpot. 65, 45 for Susan, 25 for Tom. Good luck. We start the speed round now. Which of our presidents was known as the Sage of Monticello? Tim? Time. Name the... Let's clear the board. San Francisco heiress who was kidnapped on February... Tom?
Hearst.
Right. On interstate highways, what's the national speed limit? Tom?
55.
Right. Name the two tools depicted on the Soviet flag. Tom?
Sickle and hammer.
Right. What was the better-known name of movie star Norma Jean Baker? Susan?
Marilyn Monroe.
Right. How many sides are there on a cube? Tim?
Six.
Right. By what better-known name do we know the American bison? Tom.
Buffalo.
Right. What ocean did the great explorer Balboa discover? Tom.
Pacific.
Right. Name the Swiss psychiatrist who invented the inkblot. Tim.
Rorschach.
Right. What's the capital of Pennsylvania? Tom.
Harrisburg.
Right. In the year 1850, what new job did Millard Fillmore tackle? Tom.
Presidency.
Right. Name the European city that was terrorized by Jack the Ripper. Tom.
London.
Right. Who was Secretary of State under Presidents Nixon and Ford? Tom.
Salinger.
Wrong. And you lose 5 and Tim, you have won it. That question was the difference to a tiebreaker. Wow. Congratulations. It was Kissinger with both of them. Kissinger did it, Tom, thank you. Wow, that would have been a tie. With Kissinger, you missed on that. Susan, Tim, come on up here with me. You are going shopping. Congratulations. Wow. He would have tied you. He would have tied you with that last one. He really did. But you did it. You didn't get to the cash jackpot. But with $707, you got all the prizes. Let's start with this.
Just for the health of it, a private sauna. Experience the soothing, healthy effect of dry heat in the privacy of your own home with this infrared ray sauna in genuine Japanese cedar from Abercrombie and Fitch. And this sauna is priced at $3,000.
And that is yours? That is part of everything that you've got. There is a beautiful jade ring as well. I know you've had a look at that. Wonderful trip to Italy, I think you might enjoy. And also included in everything you've got is this for a musician, grand piano.
Turn your home into a concert hall with this magnificent Schaefer and Sons Artist Grand Piano. Can fill your home with rich melodic sounds, complete with player recorder that records and plays back, and convert your piano into a player piano, furnished by Schaefer and Sons. And this piano is priced at $11,471.
And
that's a drummer's piano.
That's a drummer's piano, all right. Everything that we've got also includes this beautiful fur coat.
Wrap yourself in luxury with a magnificent natural fur coat. This bright and fluffy full-length fashion is distinctively designed by Davini and is furnished by Dicker & Dicker of Beverly Hills. And this fur is priced at $14,750.
That is included with everything that we've got on the stage. We always have a lovely automobile. You are going to look so great winging through Connecticut and New York, driving around in this, if you take it.
Drive one of the greats, an Alfa Romeo. A classic two-seater sports convertible featuring hand-finished mahogany steering wheel, leather seats, and AM/FM stereo, furnished by Bob Ruman Pontiac. And this great car is priced at $20,340.
And that's yours. Right now, that is yours. That is all the prizes we've got on the stage. You have $707, would cost $640. However, Tim, you can take all of those prizes worth over $66,000 and leave us. But there is one more thing. If you get to $750, another win and just $43 more, if you want to take the risk, we will give you all of these prizes plus one other little item.
Little perk.
A cash jackpot of
$89,000 in cash. Tim, right now, it's been a tough battle for you.
Oh,
you can take all the prizes and leave, or risk it, put your money in the bank, and try to get all of the prizes plus that cash jackpot. Big, big decision. You think about it for a moment. Tim Holleran with a big $707 in your bank account. You now have what you need to take every prize we've got. The sauna, jade ring, trip to Italy, baby grand piano, ladies fur, beautiful sports car, a total of $66,561 in cash and prizes. Just say yes, and they're all yours, and you leave. Or take the risk that you can win one more time with $43 more, and you would add the cash jackpot. Tim, big decision. What's it going to be?
Al, I've talked it over with my conscience.
like Jackie Gleason said, I'm going for it anyway.
He's going for it anyway. And without $1,000, he is going tomorrow for $90,000 in cash and all the prizes on sale to Century.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.